Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Illinois Pollution Control Board meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star then zero. And as a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Ms. Barbara Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Connie. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome to the March 18, 2021 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. And now some boilerplate. Following his disaster proclamation in response to COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. We have done so more than a time or two during these past months. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent. Consistent with the governor's March 5th, 2021 disaster proclamation, as well as Public Act 101-0640, effective June 12th of 2020, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference. The teleconference means that members of the public can listen to as much of the meeting as they like, and if they wish, speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Connie's already said that we're being recorded, but I want to just clarify that the meeting is being recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and make sure that any public remarks given this morning can be documented and connected to the record of the corresponding board proceeding. And with that, Clerk Brown, if you would kindly call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
I'm here.
Member Van Lee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
I'm here too, so we have four members. We can carry on. We have no announcements to make today, so the next item on our agenda is public comments. This is the portion of the meeting that's reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Connie, our operator, would you please come on the line at this time and give people the instructions so that they'll know how they can log a request to make a comment?
Yes, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question or a comment, please press 1, then 0 on your telephone keypad. Once again, for questions or comments, please press 1, then 0 at this time.
Any takers, Connie?
I don't see anyone listed in the queue at this moment. Please continue.
Okay, then we will move on to approval of the minutes. The March 4th, 2021 regular board meeting minutes on the agenda. Member Palavos makes a motion to approve the minutes, seconded by Member Van Lee. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say aye, opposed no.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Lee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting none, no. The minutes are approved, and we'll go right into our agenda today. The first item is our 2019, a first rulemaking, and it's mine. On March 30th, 2020, IEP8 proposed new rules, Part 845 of the Illinois Administrative Code, that would create standards for the disposal of coal combustion residuals in surface impoundments throughout the state. The board held two sets of statewide hearings, issued its second notice on February 4, 2021, submitted the rules for second notice review to the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, JCAR. At its March 16, 2021 meeting, JCAR asked and the board agreed to an additional 45 days of second notice review. The rule will again be considered by JCAR at its future meeting. They wanted some additional time specifically to talk about the effective date of the corresponding federal rule, October 19, 2015. Because the rule is second notice, the board can't adopt the rule until the expiration of the second notice period. Therefore, the board will not move forward to adoption of the rules until the expiration of the second notice, which may be as late as May. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Lee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. So four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. The next rulemaking, 2115, a proposed rule. Member Santos.
Thank you. During the second half of 2020, the US EPA made two changes to its wastewater pretreatment rules that require board action in its identical in substance rulemaking. The US EPA adopted revisions for the category of steam electric power generating point sources and also extended the compliance date for phase two of its digital reporting rule. The board also proposes a limited number of minor revisions and clarifications. I move the draft order submitting this proposal for publication in the Illinois Register.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And the last rulemaking today is R-2119, Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On February 9th of 2021, the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency proposed that the board add parts 1501.100 through 1501.450 to its administrative code and repeal parts 1500.10 through 1500.70 of Title 35 and parts 3100.10 through 3100.60 of Title 2. This proposal implements the recent amendments to the Dry Cleaner Environmental Response Trust Fund Act, known as the DIRT Fund Act, which is at 415 ILCS 135-5, which removed the Dry Cleaner Environmental Response Trust Fund Council and gave the Illinois EPA oversight over the Dry Cleaner Environmental Response Trust Fund. This order finds that the Illinois EPA's proposal satisfies the content requirements of 39 Illinois Administrative Code 102.202 and accepts the proposal for hearing. It also directs the assigned hearing officer to schedule and proceed to hearing. After concluding hearings, the board will determine whether to proceed to first notice. I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. We don't have any adjusted standards or administrative citations, so we're going right into adjudicatory cases. The first item is PCB 07-121, a motion to dismiss. Member Van Wee.
Thank you. On September 7th of 2007, Willingham Farms filed a petition asking the board to review the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency's May 4th, 2007, final decision rejecting the Willingham Farms Corrective Action Plan. On March 4th of 2021, Willingham Farms filed a motion to dismiss, stating that it no longer wished to appeal the UST decision. This order grants the motion, dismisses this matter, and closes the docket. I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, unanimity, four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-6. It's mine. On July 24th, 2020, Michael Corman filed a formal complaint against the construction company GW Glenview. Mr. Corman alleged that GW Glenview's proposed construction of a commercial building at the intersection of Willow Road and Thingston Road in Glenview lacked proper documentation in its National Pollution Discharge Elimination System permit, or NPDES permit. GW Glenview filed a motion to dismiss the complaint on August 11th, 2020. The board grants the motion to dismiss, finding that Mr. Corman's complaint was frivolous as it failed to state a cause of action upon which the board could grant relief. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And the next item is PCB 21-16, Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On August 28th of 2020, complainant Michael J. Corman filed a complaint against the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency concerning the General Stormwater National Pollution Discharge Elimination System, NPDES, permit number ILR-10. Illinois EPA filed a motion to dismiss the complaint as duplicative and frivolous. Mr. Corman's response to the motion sought to amend the complaint by raising new arguments and included new requests for relief that would require opening one or more rulemaking dockets. This order grants Illinois EPA's motion to dismiss, finding the complaint is not duplicative, but is frivolous because the board does not have the authority to grant the relief as requested by Mr. Corman. The order also finds, on the board's own motion, that the complaint as amended by Mr. Corman's response fails to meet the requirements of Section 28A of the Illinois Environmental Protection Act. I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no, the order is approved. The next item is PCB 21-44, a proposed settlement. Member Polyvos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On December 18, 2020, the people filed a three-count complaint against Core Champagne-Daniel LLC. On January 29, 2021, the people and Core Champagne-Daniel filed a stipulation and proposed settlement, accompanied by a request for relief from the hearing requirement. The board published notice in the News Gazette on February 9, 2021. The board did not receive any requests for hearing. Under the proposed settlement, Core Champagne-Daniel admits the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $17,000, $17,500. This order accepts the stipulation and settlement. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Apparently not. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos? Member Santos?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Member Van Wee? Member Van Wee?
Hello?
Yes. Member Van Wee?
I apologize. I got disconnected. This is Jennifer.
No problem. Do you realize what case they're voting on, 21-44?
Oh, I am an aye.
Okay. And Chair Curry?
Aye. So 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. The next items are mine, and they are, if there are no objections, I'd like to move these 12 matters jointly. They're all tax certifications. They've all been assigned to me. Standard orders. They're PCB 2163 through 2174. So is there any objection? Well, yeah, okay, we're moving together. On February 26th of 2021, IEPA filed the first 11 recommendations, and on March 12th of this year filed the last one, PCB 21-74. The filings ask that the board certify specified facilities of these farms and commercial facilities as pollution control facilities for preferential treatment under the property tax code. The board's technical unit reviewed the finding by IEPA and agreed that the tax certification was appropriate for the requested livestock waste and management facilities for all of these sites. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. All 12 tax certifications have been approved. And then other items. So we are having today a brown bag lunch seminar, an overview of per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, commonly known as PFAS. And the presentation will come from our own very own board member, Jennifer Van Wee. The brown bag lunch is scheduled from noon to 1 o'clock, and you can attend by WebEx or by telephone. And the details for logging in are available at the board's website, pcb.illinois.gov, under the current agendas heading. And we are really excited for this. This is the first brown bag lunch we've had in more than a year. And Member Van Wee has years of experience working with PFAS, and we are excited to learn more from her. So we hope you can all join us at noon. And that's the end of the agenda, so there is no other items to come before us. Is there a motion to adjourn? Member Polybos moves that the board adjourn this meeting, seconded by Member Van Wee. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much, and I look forward to seeing all of you, or at least most of you, at the Brown Bag Seminar that starts in 45 minutes' time. Thanks much. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That does conclude our conference for today. We thank you for your participation and for using AT&T Event Conferencing Service. You may now disconnect.
Thank you,
Carol.
Connie.